听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi, everyone. It's time for.Let's talk in English at the mall. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Emma, and of course, this is little Howdy. Can you do me a favor? Can you hold her for a minute? Oh, no? Well, thanks anyway. You know, we all need help sometimes, and it's good to know how to ask for a favor.It's good to know how to ask for help. And that's what we'll be learning today at the mall. So don't go anywhere. Join us as we find out how to ask for favors. Hey, I have a question. It's the find it question. What does Pam want Jason to do? Can you find the answer? What does Pam want Jason to do?Let's go to the information desk, and then we'll find out the answer.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Christina， 欢迎来到 information desk。当你的朋友需要帮忙的时候，你的态度是如何呢？通常是乐意的帮忙，还是会再考虑一下呢？等一下来听听 Jason 请 Pam 做什么事。Here are today's keywords. Mind, 介意。Mind. Do you mind if I sit here? 你介意我坐在这里吗? Bakery. 面包店. Bakery. I go to the bakery to buy bread and cakes. Thirsty. 口渴的. Thirsty. 做完运动之后, you will feel hot and thirsty. Chocolate. 巧克力. Chocolate. I finished a box of chocolates. Character.文字 character 对外国人来说 Chinese characters are not easy to learn. Okay, and now it's time to go over to the tribal store.
Conversation A.
Hi Amy, how are you?
I'm great. I just want to take a look at your sale.
Good. Lots of things are 20% off.
That's a great sale.
And Amy?
What?
Would you mind doing me a favor?
Of course not. What?
Could you go to the bakery and buy me a bagel?
No problem. Maybe I'll get one for myself too.
Hi friends, I'm Andrea here with Tom and...We continue to learn how to ask for help, or today we're talking about how to ask for a favor. Now, sometimes we all need a favor or we need help from someone. Yesterday, Jean asked Jack for some help, and today we saw that Jason asked his friend Amy for a favor.Now, what kind of help does Jason need, Tom?
Well, it looks like Jason needs help with food. He's wondering if Amy can help him by going to the bakery and buying him a bagel. Wow, that sounds good. A bagel from a bakery.
That does sound very good. So Jason says, would you mind doing me a favor? Let's look at that question again.Would you mind doing me a favor? Now, this is a nice way to ask someone when you need a favor, when you need help from them. Would you mind doing me a favor? Let's look at this keyword mind in that question. Now, when you mind something, that means you feel unhappy about it or maybe even a little bit angry. But if you don't mind...then it's no problem.
Okay, so Jason has a question here. Would you mind doing me a favor? Then the answer is, of course not. Does that mean that Amy does not want to help?
Oh, no. This means that Amy wants to help.
Okay.
Amy could also say, I don't mind. I don't mind, or of course not. I don't mind.
Okay, I don't mind. So that's a good thing. Of course, if she said, yes, I do mind, then that means she does not want to help him. So if someone asks you, do you mind doing something, and it really is no problem, then you can say, I don't mind.
I don't mind, or of course not. So Amy is going to go to the bakery and buy Jason a bagel, and we are going to look at this keyword, bakery. Bakery. Now, a bakery is a place. It's a shop or a business. We have a bakery here at the mall that you go to buy bread and cakes and other things that are baked.
And a bagel you can also find at a bakery. It's a kind of breakfast or a kind of bread that tastes pretty good. You know, I always like bakeries. Whenever I walk by a bakery, it always smells so nice, right?
Oh, I agree. I don't mind walking by bakeries at all. Well, friends, let's now review our keywords from this conversation together. I hope you don't mind. No? Okay. The first one is mind. Mind. I can drive you home. I don't mind.
And the next one, bakery. Bakery. This bakery makes really good breads and cakes. Well, friends, if you don't mind, let's continue now with conversation B.
Conversation B.
Thanks a lot. I can't leave the store, but I'm really hungry.
The bakery's bagels are really good.
They are.
Are you thirsty? I can get a drink for you, too.
Well...
How about some hot chocolate?
All right.
Okay, I'll be back.
Hi, Amy. Where are you going?
To the bakery.
Tom, you're drinking a lot. Tom, are you okay? Mm. Wow, you drank everything.
Yes,
Tom, no. That's my drink.
Well, I'm really thirsty.
Well, I can see that, but if you don't mind, I need my drink.
Okay, you hold on to your drink. I'll get some more to drink a little later because I really am thirsty, friends. Well, while I wait to get a drink, let's talk about this key word, thirsty. Say it with me, thirsty. If you are thirsty, like I am, that means you really want something to drink. Maybe it's a really hot day, and you need to drink some water because you are really thirsty. Well, then tell somebody, I'm thirsty. Can I have some water?
I'm thirsty. Can I have some water? Well, friends, when you're thirsty, your body is saying it needs something to drink. And water is usually the best thing to drink when you are very thirsty. What kind of things do you drink when you're thirsty? Maybe you drink juice or even tea.
That's right. Juice, tea. Some people like to drink coffee. And I think that that is what Jason is going to get, actually. He's not going to get coffee. I like coffee, but he wants some hot chocolate. Friends, let's look at this key word, chocolate. Chocolate. Now, hot chocolate is a kind of drink, but usually chocolate is not a drink. It's something that you eat. It's usually brown, and it tastes very sweet. It's so good. Chocolate.
Yes, chocolate is a kind of candy, and there are many different kinds of chocolate. So you can eat chocolate, or you can also drink chocolate when you get a hot chocolate. On a cold day, I enjoy drinking a hot chocolate. But you have to be careful when you're drinking hot chocolate. You can't drink very fast, even if you are very thirsty. You have to take your time because the drink is very hot.
That's right. It is very hot. You might burn your tongue. But you know, you can also have cold chocolate. We don't call it cold chocolate, but if you get a drink and it has chocolate in it, and it's a hot day, it's nice to have a nice, cold, chocolatey drink.
Ooh, like chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a big cup of cold milk, and if it has chocolate in it, it is chocolate milk.
Okay, well, I'm just going to continue to be thirsty here, thinking about chocolate milk. Let's review these key words. The first one, thirsty. Thirsty. May I have some water? I'm thirsty.
And the sweet word, chocolate. Chocolate. Jamie eats a lot of chocolate. We have a lot more to learn in Conversation C.
Conversation C.
What are you going to get?
I'm getting a bagel for Jason and one for myself, too.
Could you get one for me, too?
Of course. I'll be back.
Hi, Pam. How can I help you?
Actually, Jason, I need a favor.
Sure.
Can you read this card for me? It's written in Chinese characters.
Well, Amy is on her way to the bakery, and then Pam comes into the tribal store. Now, Pam also needs help. She says, Jason, I need a favor. I need a favor. Now, this is another way to ask someone for help. You can say, of course, would you mind doing me a favor? Or you can say, I need a favor.
I need a favor. Can you help me? Would you mind helping me? I need a favor. And I think that Jason does not mind helping Pam. Pam wants him to read a card for her because it's written in a language that she does not understand. What language is that?
That is Chinese. So Jason is going to help Pam. Jason's going to help Pam.
That's right.
Well, I think that we just found the answer to our find it question. Let's look at the question together again. It is, what does Pam want Jason to do?
What does Pam want Jason to do? Well, the answer is, Pam wants Jason to read a card for her. And it's a Chinese card.
Well, yeah, Pam says that it's written in Chinese characters. Let's look at this keyword together, character. Now, different languages have different words, and when we're talking about the Chinese language, they use characters. A character is kind of like a small picture that means a different word.
So a character is like a word, and in the Chinese language, there are many characters. Do you know all of the characters in the Chinese language? Or how many characters do you know?
Well, Pam doesn't know any. That's why she needs a favor from Jason. I'm sure Jason will be able to help. He doesn't mind. Well, let's review our keyword here. It is character. Character. Can you read these Chinese characters? Well, I can't, but Jason can. Now, we can take a break and then be sure to come right back.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed today's conversations. And I hope you'll listen carefully as we show them again. Do yourself a favor. It will help your English. Listen carefully.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. I just want to take a look at your sale.
Good. Lots of things are 20% off.
That's a great sale.
And, Amy?
What?
Would you mind doing me a favor?
Of course not. What?
Could you go to the bakery and buy me a bagel?
No problem. Maybe I'll get one for myself, too.
Thanks a lot. I can't leave the store. but I'm really hungry.
The bakery's bagels are really good.
They are.
Are you thirsty? I can get a drink for you, too.
Well...
How about some hot chocolate?
All right.
Okay, I'll be back.
Hi, Amy. Where are you going?
To the bakery.
What are you going to get?
I'm getting a bagel for Jason and one for myself, too.
Could you get one for me, too?
Of course. I'll be back.
Hi, Pam. How can I help you?
Actually, Jason, I need a favor.
Sure.
Can you read this card for me? It's written in Chinese characters.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk. 今天 Jason 的店里有特价拍卖。他说 lots of things are 20% off. 英文讲打折的方式跟我们不太一样，因为 off 有减价的意思。所以英文说到 10% off 就是减价 10%， 也就是我们的打九折。那 25% off 是减价 25%， 就是打七五折。老实说，有时候觉得好像在玩算术游戏哦。我们来练习一下，你要试着回答哦。打九五折是，对了， 5% off。 那如果是打六折呢？对了，是 40% off。 那反过来说， 21% off 是打几折呢？你算出来没？ 21% off 是打七九折，还真的有点像算术课。接下来 Jason 想请 Amy 帮一个忙， Amy 的回答是 Of course not。 难道 Amy 不愿意帮忙吗？怎么会说 Of course not？ 原来 Jason 问的是Would you mind doing me a favor? 所以他问的是 Would you mind? 你介不介意？所以 Amy 如果愿意帮忙的话，回答的当然是不介意咯。所以下次如果有人问你 Would you mind doing me a favor? 你可以像 Amy 一样回答 Of course not. 或者是说 No, what can I do for you? 在这个情况下，愿意帮忙是要用否定的句子回答。原来 Jason 是要请 Amy 去帮他买一个 bagel。 Amy 说那家面包店的 bagel 真的很好吃，他说 The bakery's bagels are really good。 这里只是想提醒大家一个常常忽略的地方，就是讲到 bagel 要加 s， 因为你讲到那家店的 bagel 很好吃，不一定只有一个 bagel 嘛，所以不要忘记用复数形态的名词。比如你很喜欢狗，你可以说I like dogs. 你的朋友是卖电脑的，你就可以说 He sells computers. 这种情况下不要忘记名词都要用复数哦。今天先是 Amy 帮 Jason 一个忙，最后 Pam 也想请 Jason 帮忙。你有没有注意到要请人帮忙的时候用的句型就是以 Can you 开头的问句。例如 Can you close the door for me?如果把 can you 改成过去式的 could you， 语气就显得更客气委婉了。如果要更客气一点，也有人会说 could you please open the door for me。 在这个句子里再加进一个 please， could you please stand up， could you please wait a minute。 OK， that's it for today， 希望你能够多多练习这些句型，我们明天见了， bye。
Super Sentence Man.
Oh, hi, honey. Welcome home. Did you have a nice day at work?
Hi, it was okay.
Oh, well, good. I just made some cookies. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
Do you want some tea?
Thanks, dear. No, I want...
Maybe you want to read the newspaper.
No, I want...
Honey, do you need a super sentence? I think you do. Super Sentence Man.
Never fear, Super Sentence Man is here.
Well, good. My husband needs your help.
Good. I'm always ready to help with a super sentence. Hey, husband, what is your husband's name?
Well, this is Chester.
Good. Hey, Chester!
What?
Just repeat after me. I just want to sleep.
Yes, I just want to sleep.
Good. Great. That's a super sentence, Chester. Now, can you think of a few other ones?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to watch TV.
I just want to watch TV. He's good.
I just want to listen to some music.
I just want to listen to some music. Great. Now, Chester, what super sentence will you use with your wife?
Dear, I just want to sleep.
And that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And I must be on my way.
Oh, wait. Take a cookie with you.
Oh, well, I think I will. Thank you.
Can you help me?
Can you help me?
你可以帮我吗?
Can you help me? I need to empty the trash.
Sure, I can help.
Great! And can you help me walk the dog?
Sure, I can help.
That's wonderful! And can you help me wash the dishes?
Sure, I can help.
Thank you! You are so helpful. Here, have a cookie.
Wow, this cookie is so big. I'm not sure I can eat it all.
Don't worry, I can help.
Can you help me?
Can you help me?
你可以帮我吗?
All right, friends, you are doing a good job. Now it's time to practice with the QOD, the question of the day. Here it is. Do you do favors for other people? Why or why not? Do you do favors for other people? Why or why not? Jack, do you do favors for other people?
Sure, yes. I love to help other people, but you know, one thing I'm learning is that before you help someone, you should really make sure that they want your help. Otherwise, sometimes when you help them, they get annoyed at you.
Interesting. So sometimes people might mind that you are helping them unless they ask for your help. Interesting. Well, friends, how would you answer this question? I hope you don't mind answering this question and asking someone today. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk in English right here at
the Mall.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, that's a good answer.